Lots and lots of toys for tots, so give a little toy today.
And again, I've got Todd Lang joining me. And Todd, you said you had one of your best semis of love ever. Is that right?
Good morning, Steve. We had an awesome semi of love this year. Lots of people coming out in the beautiful weather, and it was just a great day.
Okay, so, I know we were encouraging people to bring you cash if they could. Were you able to accumulate some?
Yeah, we raised $12,000 that day.
Wow, okay.
Over the weekend,
that's
great.
Good. That's good. Usually Nick's and Bickles bring you bicycles. Did you get a bunch of bikes?
This was our biggest year ever on bikes. We had 200 bikes.
Wow. Now, that really does help. You know, we were talking about older kids. That really does help the older kids, doesn't it?
Some.
Some? Okay. okay. All right. Okay.
Folks like to send out those mid-sized bikes. Yeah, it does help. But we got a lot of big-sized bikes this year, so there'll be a lot of older kids that'll get a nice bike.
Okay, I've got you. And I understand as well that older kids, biking or so, maybe it's not, doesn't have the same allure as it did as some other things, but the cash is really something that's important right now. You need cash and more, but cash is especially king right now.
Send those checks.
They need to send because you're going to be going shopping this week. When are you going shopping?
Well, we're finishing up our shopping. We'll probably be Wednesday, Thursday, finishing up our shopping there.
Okay, and then distribution is happening on Saturday. We always get calls. I didn't have a chance. I was out of town. Didn't have a chance or whatever, sick or whatever. Didn't have a chance to register. There's no fallback, is there, for Toys for Tots?
Not right now. Contact the Salvation Army or try to find a church group that might be able to do it because our stuff will be gone.
Community Action does, I think, the Toys for Joy type of thing. So you might contact Community Action, contact the Salvation Army, see if they can help you out. And that was really, that's really barely the only option you have. Now, if they want to send you a check, where do they need to send that?
607 South Main, Danville, Iowa. 52623.
All right. And again, 607 South Main, Danville, Iowa, 52623. Again, a check. The bigger the better, and the more you can get, the better, because that really does money is, let's say, I know Dave Ramsey says cash is king, and I've just said it a few times, but it really does help you out a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Cash is the best way to be able to pick up the spots where you need to pick it up.
Yep, because that fills the holes and all those other things. How have the drop boxes been? Have you had pretty good success at drop boxes?
Walmart, Farm King, Walgreens. Yeah, the boxes were pretty good this year. I think the big thing is the semi-love. Everybody saves their toys to bring them out there. And we had Santa out there this year, and the kids got to come out and see Santa. So that was phenomenal and a lot of pictures. If you've seen Facebook, there's tons of pictures on Facebook of all the events out there, and so it was a great day for the semi love. Yes,
it's been a tough year for a lot of families, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been a different year for a lot of us.
How many? I think I asked how many total kids you expect to be able to serve this year.
Well, we're shooting for 3,000, but our own toy drives we're shooting for 1,000. So we're up from last year.
All right. Well, let's hope for the best. Again, send those checks and those checks need to go out like right now today or as soon as possible. Or, can they drop off a check to you or whatever? Is there any way to place to do that?
If they could drop off a check, they could come to 3612 West Avenue there to my office, Lang Chiropractic there. I could take them there.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, well, distribution, what time does distribution start on Saturday? And it's a little different this year because it's a drive-by, drive-through distribution. No stopping, no going into the auditorium, right?
Because of the COVID, we can only have 15 people on the main floor, and that's just not, there's no way we could do the shopping this year. So what we're doing is we're bagging up the toys, we're giving them a generous amount of toys for the kids. It'd be the same amount of toys that they get any other year. And then they'll come up with their card, and we'll give them toys for each child.
And you match up as much as you can, exactly. When they did the registration, did they put down what they, you know, the types of things they wanted, or was it just simply do the best you can?
Do the best we can.
I guess that's all you can do, right? Okay.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard logistically.
Well, Todd Lang, you've been, this is, I got how many years you've been on with me every single week leading up to this thing. So let's hope we can push it over the top and people will give you that extra effort this week to make it a great Christmas for all those kids.
Yeah.
Todd, have a
That'd
great
be awesome, Steve.
Have a very Merry Christmas, my friend, and again, good luck on Saturday, okay?
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Todd.